It appears that we have a quorum, so we'll have the secretary please call roll to officially establish it.
Mitchell?
Here.
Nielsen? Anderson? Bell? Glaser? Jackson? McGuire? Mendoza? Manning? Morlock? Pan? Portantino? Roth? Skinner? Stone? Wieckowski? Wilk?
Thank you very much. Secretary notices the presence of a quorum. We have one bill before us today, colleagues. Budget and Fiscal Review Committee Bill SB 130. Good morning, Finance. We'll have you go ahead and present.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. My name is Amy Costa. I'm with the Department of Finance. SB 130, the bill before you, would, beginning in 2017-18, allow four Riverside County cities, those cities being Eastvale, Eureka Valley, Menifee, and Wildomar, which incorporated after the vehicle license fee swap mechanism was established, to actually participate in the VLF swap. We estimate that the first year Proposition 98 general fund cost of this measure would be $17 million. These costs will grow each subsequent year in a proportionate amount to the change in assessed value for each of these cities. With that, we're happy to answer any questions.
And any questions from committee members? Senator Skinner.
Are these the only cities that were affected by this swap? I mean, what if any other entities were incorporated, say, 3-4 months after or 10 months after? How are they treated?
Chris Hill for the Department of Finance. These are the only four cities that are currently impacted by this situation. So if this measure is enacted, every city in the state will be treated equitably.
So, but I'm sorry if I seem dense, but I don't quite understand why. Is it only because, I mean, if I incorporated 6 months after versus the 10 days after or whatever?
The vehicle license fee swap mechanism was enacted in 2004, and all of these cities incorporated after 2004, and these are the only four cities that incorporated after 2004. So they are the only four cities that currently cannot participate.
Senator Morlock?
Maybe to give a little more color, the County of Orange had bankruptcy debt as well, and so in order to have a revenue stream to pay for it, we had the vehicle license fee revenue, even though it was property taxes. And so it was done to protect the bondholders, and so after the bonds were paid off, someone never did the legislation to correct it. So and it was June of 11 when this trailer bill, Senate Bill 89, showed up on a Tuesday and was literally voted on that day and signed almost the next day. Orange County was sort of caught off guard. So my year as chair in 2012, I spent the whole year suing the state of California, the Department of Finance, trying to get our $150 million and keep it and keep our revenue stream. So SB 89 was pretty nasty bill. Madam Chair, I thought it was a theft of a revenue stream that belonged to the County of Orange. And I felt badly for these four cities. And I felt badly as a LAFCO member that, you know, everybody did what they were supposed to do. And these cities would not be able to exist without that revenue stream. It was just awful. And so the governor was pretty rigid, and Governor Brown would not relent. We had to litigate. We lost. We had to do legislation to try and figure out how to backfill. Because just like this state, we went through the recession too. And so it was a real difficult time. So when Senator Roth came along, he's done four bills over 4 years. And as a supervisor for the County of Orange, I sat on the CSEC board and executive committee, and I supported his bills. And I even chaired the Urban County Caucus and supported those bills, even though they didn't benefit Orange County. We were still a victim, but these were important bills, and the governor vetoed them every time. So I'm a little concerned because, you know, I even voted for SB 25 2 years ago when I got here. I voted for SB 37 this year, SB 817 in last year. And so I've been with the senator every year because this is a righteous fight. But the governor, you know, said, hey, we don't have the additional and long-term, you know, we've got to worry about the budget. So now all of a sudden we vote for Senate Bill 1, and now this bill comes before us. And I say bravo to the senator, but I'm feeling kind of dirty. I'm feeling awkward about the whole thing. And I don't know if another governor comes along and pulls another SB 89 and takes the money again from these cities. I don't know what happens, but I'm kind of left with this really frustrated dilemma of two principles. One is, you know, that we're taxing, in my mind, a lot of people that are having a difficult times making ends meet in this state. And I have this real burden for these four cities. So I'm sitting here going, do I oppose it because I don't like SB 1, or do I vote for it because I feel for these cities? So maybe it would be helpful for me, because I'm seeing winners and losers in this whole thing. And, you know, some of my colleagues got something. I asked another colleague, you gave your vote. What did you get? She said nothing. And it just seems kind of strange. And so maybe for me, Madam Chair, maybe it would be helpful if Senator Roth kind of explained this bill to me and why I should.
So is that your question?
That's my question.
Okay. So Senator Roth asked to be recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to, I guess, put this in context, first to answer my colleague's question, there were only four cities, to my knowledge, incorporated after that 2006 now Secretary Laird legislation, and they were all four in Western Riverside County, the four that are referenced in the analysis. Second, as you know, last year a bill passed through both houses of this legislature unanimously, no votes. The governor vetoed it, and in the veto message and subsequent to that message, it is my understanding that the administration's position is certainly money items need to be negotiated in the budget, and that was communicated to me very clearly. And so when we started this budget process this year, one of the things that we were moving forward was this budget item. It is currently in the Senate's version of the budget as we're going through the budget subcommittee hearings. This SB 130 is just, as you know, a budget trailer bill, and it simply accelerates that process. While folks seem to be continuing to talk about Senate Bill 1 in the context of this Senate Bill 130, there's no SB 1 money flowing to the four cities through Senate Bill 130. Hopefully that clarifies the issue.
Crystal clear to me. Did you have your hand up, Senator Nielsen, before I go down? Senator Stone.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman and fellow colleagues. It's nice to be with you all this morning. And I was front and center when the four cities quickly learned that their funding after becoming cities was going to be taken away. After they followed all the rules, did all the economic studies, showed that they could stand on their own 2 feet in the way that new cities would be funded by a higher percentage of vehicle license fees. In fact, I was on the Board of Supervisors in Riverside County and set the stage, if you will, and actually helped funded the economic studies for Menifee to become a city, which was under my jurisdiction as a county supervisor. And then being elected to the Senate, Wildomar, another of those cities, came under my jurisdiction that, if you can imagine this, had 0.2 officers per 1,000 people. I mean, we're talking about a small percentage of police officers because they had their funding stripped for themselves. And prior to being a part of this prestigious body, I always supported Senator Ross' efforts to do the right thing. That's all we've been asking for, is a state just fulfill your promises to these four cities that have had significant financial challenges, especially the city of Harupa Valley. That, can you imagine discovering the day after you celebrate your successful incorporation that the funding that the state has promised you is being stripped from you? So the minute you become a city, you're worrying about becoming insolvent the day after. And so I've been working with these elected officials for years and supporting Senator Ross' efforts year after year, and I want to thank all the colleagues that have recognized that this is a wrong that needed to be righted. And I have to give my colleague a great deal of credit, Senator Roth. We both represent pretty much the bulk geographical mass of Riverside County, which is, by the way, the state of New Jersey. I mean, we're talking about a huge county. He has more of the urban parts of it. I have more of the suburban, rural, deserty parts of the county. While there are those of us that are skeptical about the timing of the governor's decision to fund the four cities, I'm thankful that we're getting the funding for the four cities. Yes, I didn't support SB 1, but, you know, if the governor reserved that that funding as a chit for something that he might have wanted for the state in the future, then, you know, that's the way politics works sometimes. Not that I condone it, but I can tell you that in those four cities, you're looking at probably a quarter of a million people, probably 40% of them, maybe more, are Democrats, and the rest are Republicans and Independents, but that shouldn't really come into the equation. The bottom line is that those cities deserve to be able to deliver the necessary fundamental services that cities in the past have always received. And Senator Roth is absolutely right. The four cities are the four most recent cities to incorporate, and no other cities have chosen down the incorporation path because there's no guarantee that they're going to get the appropriate funding to stand on their own 2 feet. So with that, I want to thank my colleague for his tireless efforts year after year with the unanimous support of both houses of this legislature, and I want to thank the governor for finally opining that it is in fairness that the four cities get funded, and I'm prepared to move it and get this done.
So with that love fest, I'll entertain a motion. Was that a motion, sir? Okay. Any public comment? Motion has been made. Do pass. We'll take public comment.
Madam Chair and members, Jason Gonsalves representing the cities of Yoruba Valley.
Before you finish, Mr. Gonsalves, I'll encourage everyone else to queue up behind the young lady there. Yes. And we'll keep it moving. Go right ahead, sir.
Representing the cities of Waldemar, Yoruba Valley, and Menifee. I'm sorry, Waldemar, Yoruba Valley.
Eastvale,
I'm sorry. And this issue, it's been since 2011, as mentioned. I would note SB 89, the trailer bill that created this issue, and it was before Senator Roth arrived in the Senate, and he still came to the Senate, knowing he was inheriting this issue. That trailer bill shifted these VLF revenues to public safety, the local law enforcement fund. It had the exact opposite effect on these four cities where they lost law enforcement or their ability to provide law enforcement. So we very much appreciate the Senator, the Senate and Senator Ross' leadership on this issue and respectfully request your support. Thank you.
Next witness.
Madam Chair, members, Jean Hurst here today on behalf of the Riverside County Board of Supervisors. Also express our appreciation for the amazing tenacity of the folks who have worked on this issue. Urge your I vote.
Thank you. Next witness.
Madam Chair, members, Dan Kerrig on behalf of the League of California Cities in support. I was one of the folks in the hallway when SB 89 passed. It's really good to see these four cities get the assistance they need. Appreciate the Senator's work on this.
Thank you. Next witness.
Good morning, Dorothy Johnson with the California State Association of Counties. We've supported the efforts to correct this since the beginning, and we are very pleased to see it move forward here today. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Hi, Michael Coleman with the League of California Cities and the California Society of Municipal Finance Officers in support. Been working on this since 2004 when the VLF swap erroneously left out a provision to help new incorporated cities. We thought we'd fixed it. Senator Roth has been working diligently. It's a highly complicated issue, so it's somewhat understanding why we've had a difficulty getting it through all these years, but it's about time, and I thank the Senator.
Thank you very much. Any more public comment in support or in opposition? Seeing none, there's a motion on the floor. Again, we are voting on it and the merits of Senate Bill 130. And with that, I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
SB 130, the motion is due. Pass. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Nielsen? Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Jackson? McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza, Manning.
Aye.
Manning, aye. Morlock, Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Portantino.
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner.
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stone.
Aye.
Stone, aye. Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Thank you. We're going to place the measure on call for very few minutes, colleagues, to allow other members to add on. Thank you. See you on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry. 3, 6, 9, 13. 13 ayes, 0 no. No. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Call the roll, please.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye.
So I understand. Thank you. welcome, sir. Please open the roll and call the absent member.
Mendoza?
Aye.
You were just stopping me from gabbling. Ayes 15, noes 0. The measure passes. Budget Committee stands adjourned. Yeah, you'd gabble.